بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت تبلیغ دوران از شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نے برلو مرکدہ ہو کا کلا کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شاہ میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتربا میں شان سلطانیت شتربا میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بداما تیرے بوستاں میں گل بداما تیرے بوستاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامران ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شان میں؟ What was the effect of the risalat, the messengerhood, the message which Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what an effect it had. And we can see that a non-Muslim has written that the greatest reformer ever in the world was our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today many a husband finds, I can't change my wife. Wife finds, I can't change my husband. We can't change our children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the world. And your husband, your wife, your children are not as bad as the Quraysh of that time. That time they just did not want to accept Islam. Was worse than the people of Ad and Thamud, worse than the people of Fir'aun. They were so hard people. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established deen, and till today 1400 years, just visualize Kaaba Sharif, not one idol, and millions of people making tawaf. Visualize Rozai Mubarak, how many people eagerly reading Salatu Salam. So what was the effect of the risalat, of the messengerhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If you sacrifice, we sacrifice our lives, it's not enough. Lives of our parents, of everyone, what a great Nabi Allah has sent us. And at the same time, think on the other side of the coin also, what is our relationship? Do we even read one durood? Do we shy away from the sunnahs? We don't practice just because of laziness. We don't practice the sunnah. We are shy, we don't practice the sunnah. Some of our brothers feel that when they come to the bayan, they get more despondent. That we are so weak in iman, we are nothing in iman. That is what we are trying to create. That you must feel, not that you feel just on the one side of the coin, that we are very pious, we are very good, we got the best Nabi, we got the Quran Sharif, Allah is on our side, but we do nothing and we want to be praised. That is not at all what the object of coming. The object of coming is to realize our weakness and then to improve, to correct ourselves, not just to be praised. Whatever we are not even doing, we want praises. Today also, as we mentioned last week, that there are some brothers who feel that I am Mr. Handsome and all the women are falling for me and nobody even knows you are existing, and even if they look by mistake, they don't look a second time also. But you, in your dream world of yours, you think I'm somebody. Or somebody, they think that people are just praising me, praising my bayans, etc. They hardly know you exist. We mustn't be fooled. Come down to reality and what our relationship with Allah, who knows our inside and outside. That is what is important for us to understand. Noor sunnat hai kaun aur makan mein. The noor of sunnat is in the whole world. Go to what our safars, we travel, a place where we don't see a Muslim, we don't find. But when you find a person, a Muslim, you see, you get shocked in such a place. One place in Peru, I think it is Peru, way in the Andes mountains, so eerie, right there on the western side of South America, you'll find a person with topi, with beard, but you'll find a masjid there. What was the effect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yeah, right in the southern point of Africa, Cape Town, vibrant with Islam. You go right to the north, Sweden, and you go to those Scandinavian countries where 6 months day, 6 months night, but masjids, Muslims, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the effect? What was the sincerity? What was the maqbooliyat of Allah ta'ala? We cannot imagine. Where in the deserts of Arabia, and where 1400 years in this world, modern world, industrialized world, what we call advanced world, and the sunnah says everywhere you go. Go to an airport, go to a shopping mall, wherever you go, you hear azans, you see masjids. Noor sunnat hai kaun o makan mein, kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein. What was that lightning effect in your bayans? How you hit at the hearts of the people. And what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were so eloquent in Arabic language, but sometimes they say our tears flow from our eyes. And what the bayan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, what was the bayan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abdul Sultan khare hai ek saf mein, where it was impossible to imagine the king and the slave are standing in one saf. And not only in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today go to Haram Sharif, there is no reservation of places there. Any masjid, go to Madina Sharif, no reservation. Who comes first? He's in front. And you can't make him get up and go to the back. The slave and the master are all standing in one serve. Nobody could do this in the world to put the slave and the master at one level. Go to Arafat, all of them dressed the same. And all of them are picking up their hands, making dua, reading labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. What was the effect and what was the sincerity and what was the help of Allah Ta'ala? Where we have to make so much shukr that Allah made us of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should realize our responsibilities and duties also. We should be also propagating the deen, and it should be coming with our words also and from our hearts as well. And we also should be making. And like that, if we see how many great ulama, what great work they had done. So many of our ulama, what reformation they brought. And all this, the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya asar tha risalat ki shan mein? Fark kaale ghore ka tune, the difference between white and black. Kis tarah se mitaya jahan se, how you removed it from the world. Till today, where there isn't Islam, the question of black and white in America till today, it's such a right thing. Wherever in the world it is, but if you go to Saudi, you will notice that a person, a white Arab, how he will meet a black Arab. They will just embrace one another. No reservation between them. How they meet and be with one another. This is all an impossible thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what status he gave to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. What status he gave to Salman Farsi, was a white person. But how he joined them and made them one. Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa, shan sultaniyat shukrba mein. Being a slave of yours, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is bringing the whole of deen. Submitting to the ways. Not only that we start speaking about deen, that is also good. But we bring deen in our lives. When a person becomes a slave to Islam, a slave to the deen and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are given a kingdom in a camel stable. Hey, there also you are made like a king. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father told him, you can't graze the camels also. You are so useless. But when the ghulami of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he says, today 2.25 million square miles are lying under my feet. I'm the Khalifa of 2.25 million square miles. And my father used to tell me that you can't even graze the camels. What was this Islam? This today, if we bring true Islam in us, today we can't rule in our homes. We can't rule in our towns. Nobody wants to listen because we still got our own vibes. Our own nafs is still very much alive. If we really submit to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam totally, people will fall at our feet. People will appreciate so much. Jisne kaante bichaye the dekha, gul badama tere bosta mein. Those people who put thorns in your path, who are your enemies, who worked so much against you, they gave their lives for you afterwards. This was the proof of sabr. Today we got no sabr with the wife also, no sabr with the husband also. The people in the masjid, the people, your students, you got no sabr with no one. We just want results. What I say, all must listen to me. What Nabi Sallallahu, look at the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu, how he tolerated the worst kafir also. Hey, how he tolerated his family, how he tolerated everyone when those people who were his arch enemies became Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, who came with his sword to take the life of Nabi Sallallahu. The wife of Hazrat Sufyan, Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how at one time she told her husband that you're sitting like a woman with your bangles on, can't you go out and fight? Can't you see what is happening? And then she came to that stage where she gave her life for Nabi Sallallahu. Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself, at one stage, what was he? How did he become? This was all the akhlaq of Islam. Never spread with the sword. Islam never spread with force. It spread with love, with kindness, with this akhlaq. And that we are lacking, that we can't even bring Islam in our own lives. In our homes we can't bring Islam also. Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par, whoever followed in your footpath, your Mubarak, the true, genuine, not just sunnats by name, that is it sunnat to eat something sweet before meals or after meals? That sunnat we are so worried, which is no sunnat also, but that we are so worried about. But the real sunnats, to forgive, to sleep with a clean heart, not to have malice for anyone, to make dua for those who are against you. Those who you feel are against you, to make dua for them and to raise them in your mind that they are, oh, they are so good people. All this character, akhlaq, that we have to have. Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par, kamra hai wo dono jahan mein. That person is successful in both the worlds. Whoever follows the essence of sunnah, not only Zahiri Sunnah, which is also very valuable, but the real essence. A person says, I got sunnah, topi, amama also, kurta also, beard also, but inside his akhlaq is so rotten. His namaz is not in order, not with jamaat, etc. His character is so bad, financial dealings are so bad. One friend of a nearby country explained, and this is from a long time, even in our country, and still carrying on. The local non-Muslim people, they come and do lay-by by you, for example. They buy a cell phone, you show them the original phone, everything, price is agreed, everything. The poor lady works so hard to pay it off. 6 months she takes to pay it off. 1 year she takes to pay it off. When she comes and collect it, you change the phone, what a counterfeit. How her heart breaks. This one, mashallah, imam of the masjid told me, I went to the shop and I made them change the phone and give her the right phone. All this type of things that we do. And on the other side, we are mutawalli of the masjid. On the other side, any alim comes, big da'wats we are giving. And the way we dressing and carrying on, big buzurgs we are, that even Jibreel alayhi salam feels shy, that what a big buzurg this is. And inside we are doing all this, and we are many of us are guilty of all these things. In the house, what character we show with the family? No character, what terrible character. And yet we claim we're following sunnahs, I'm in sunnah, I'm following deen, etc. These are the things that we have to bring into our lives. Ho qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, Allahu Akbar. How the moon shines in all the gathering of the stars. No star can compare with the moon. You find a star shining very bright, but compared to the moon, what can outshine the moon? How beautiful it is. And this also, Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah's qudrat. The suns shine, will outshine the moon also any time. But when the sun is there, you can't see any star. This, so to say, outwardly, the sun is not outshining anything. The moon is outshining the stars. When the stars are there, the moon is there. When the moon is there, the stars are there. And you can compare between the moon and the stars. So the moon in its gathering, like a gathering, how this moon is shining out. Aapke mehfile akhtaram hai. You were like that in the gathering of the stars of the Sahaba. Ashabika nujum. Bi'ayyihim iqtadaytum. Ihtadaytum. My Sahaba are like the stars. And in that stars, there was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There was Umar also. All of them together. But your maqam. And if we should just visualize that the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking place. Hazrat Abu Bakr is sitting on his right radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar is sitting on his left radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is there. All the great. And what is the shan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And Allah made us that ummatis. And with love, every ummati will cherish and think of that beautiful. And this will build your iman and stake it from strength to strength. If you just sort of visualize and think, make muraqabah of this. وہ قمر جیسے انجمن میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختران میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو. And also at the same time حضرت's name is also اختر. And حضرت used the word اختر یہ. On one occasion مولانا یوسف گنڈی والا saw a dream that he saw that for about myself that I went up to the heavens and I became a star. So in the dream he had thought that why didn't I become the moon, or why didn't I become the sun, why I became a star. He mentioned this to Hazrat in one of the majlis in Indonesia. Hazrat said, how will he become a moon or star when his sheikh is akhtar? When his sheikh is a star, he will become a star. He won't become a sun or a moon. So how beautiful Hazrat has put everything together. Aapki shani bi intiha ko. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All your qualities which are limitless. Your kindness, your tolerance, your forgiveness. What qualities. Your effort for deen. Your ibadat of the night. Your rozas, it seemed you will never stop keeping rozas again. Your consideration for the animals. Your consideration for the poor, for the downtrodden, the needy. So much it comes that a little girl will catch the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take him where she wants him to go. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go. What humility, what humbleness. Today we got nothing, and then we are very, our dressing is such, people are frightened to come near us because of our dressing. Anyone who comes, they feel frightened, they feel shy. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approachable by anyone. Hey, an old lady will come and she will speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the limits of parda are important and they have to be kept. And of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a less Nabi. How strong, how pure he was. We mustn't think we also going to start mixing now and be also approachable by all aunties and everyone. Hey, then the other fitness will, what fitness will start? Kis tarah lahi akhtar bayam hai. Your shan, your qualities, how can I bring it on my tongue? In other places, as it says, dictionaries haven't got words. Language can't express it. My mouth, my tongue, I can't express. This is the atiraf. Yeah, also we should learn in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to be also very careful of that we think we are praising. It mustn't happen that we are humiliating, disgracing, gustakhi, the adabi that we use, such words. We have to admit we can't fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that, what a great, beautiful aspect of Durood Sharif, that we are commanded to read Durood, but everywhere we are told, Ya Allah, you send Durood. Allah said, Salli ala, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh, people of Iman, send durood. And we in return, we should say, according to Arabic word, I send durood, usalli ala al-Nabi, sallaytu ala al-Nabi, but we won't find one formula of durood in that form. Every formula is, Allahumma salli, sallallahu, oh Allah, you send. Allah told us, you send durood, we tell Allah, you send durood. outwardly it shows very great disrespect. Like, for example, you tell your wife, do something, she says, you do it yourself. What you telling me? Can't you, haven't you got hands, legs? Can't you do it yourself? So you do it. But yeah, the admission is we cannot, we are not fit to. And Allah will send the durood on our behalf. And Allah will credit our account. And Allah only can send the durood according to the shan of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is beyond our capacity. Then durood sharif is the expression of our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That we are saying jazakallah for all his favors upon us. We are making dua for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so it's a capsule all of that. But Allah says you don't know how to express your love. You will make a mess there. Like, for example, there is a jalsa, a great alim is coming. They told somebody, you introduce him. He goes to say, he said, please man, you do it. I won't be able to do justice. I don't know what I'll speak. So Allah says, you don't know what you will speak. You can't do justice. Leave it to me. And I will say, it's you send the durood. I'll put all of that in your account. And Allah's durood, who can compare? And that is coming into our account. So the shan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody can even ever imagine it. And one dua also we should make regularly, where we have to make dua that, oh Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with the ma'rifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know who our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. For us he was Muhammadur Rasulullah. But who is he? What is this maqam? We got no idea. So we should make dua regularly also, that Allah blesses us with the ma'rifat, that we can have some recognition of who our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam who is. And if we have that, our love, our durood sharif, our everything will come on level with that, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab of the questions sent to Hazrat, here is one more question which is relevant to us. Meri mulazamat, many persons of our friends ask this questions, many face the same situation. He says that meri mulazamat is qisam ki hai ke har qisam ke logo se milna hota hai. My employment is such that I have to meet with all types of people. My job is such. Ghair mahram khawatin se bhi sabaqa hota hai. I have to meet women also who are not my mahrams at work, in the office, in the shop, wherever it is, all types of work. He is at university and women come, students come, other lecturers come, whoever you have to meet with, your superiors, your juniors, and they are mahram women. Pehle mein khawatin ke chehron se nazar nahi hatata tha. He said, before I became that, when I should speak to the woman, I should look in the faces, which is common practice. A person doesn't look away. He looks even not with lust or with any bad intention, but he looks freely at the woman. That is common practice in the world. Ab bayat ke baad ehtimam karta hoon. But after becoming that, I now take care that I don't look at them in the eyes, I don't look at them in the face, I look down, etc. Ke agar ghair mahram khawatin saamne aaye, to pehle uchhti nigaah ke baad, phir dobara unke chehre ki taraf nazar nahi karta. That when females come to me, whether it's in my office to discuss something, whether I'm giving a lecture or whatever else it is, whether it is in our offices, whether it is when walking on the road, he says that the first eye falls, that the woman has just come in. You are doing your work, you make out somebody has come, you look up, your first, sudden look, that of the first look, that I look, but after that I don't look. اور اپنے اس طریقے پر ہر بار قلبی طور پر اندر بہت سکون محسوس کرتا ہوں. And by doing this, every time I find great comfort in my heart. When a person is not conscious of this masala and of this rule, then if he doesn't look, he feels very sad that this woman came to talk to her, and not only to look at her, talk to her, joke with her, pass some just one remark, etc. That is common practice in the world. But he says, now when I don't look and I don't talk anything unnecessary, I find great comfort in my heart. اس سلسلے میں مزید کوئی ہدایت in this matter, if you can give me some advice with regard to this. This is a common thing which almost all, especially those who are working in shops, offices, etc., they are confronted. Or if you are driving on the road, the other driver of the car is a woman. Or a pedestrian crossing in front of you when you are stopped at a red traffic light, wherever. This is a common thing. So Hazrat explains further, Uchhati nazar se bhi kabhi nafs ko kuch lazzat ghair shuuri taur par sarqa chori kar leta hai. Just a sudden look, that also is enough for the nafs to take enjoyment. It steals some enjoyment in that also. And Hazrat explained this masala also, which is not common amongst us. Common masala is that the first glance is maaf. The second glance is not maaf. The first glance is maaf. But Hazrat says that applies in a place where you did not expect there would be a woman. Like here in the masjid, all men. Now if a woman has to walk in, you don't expect your first glance fell. But if you are in your shop, you are in your office, you are on the road, there you do expect woman. There you have to guard the first gaze also. There the first gaze also is not permissible. The first gaze is allowed in that place where you did not expect a woman to come. Where there was only man and suddenly a woman came in there. For that it is that the first annadratul ula laka wa thaniyatu alayk. The first glance is for you, the second one is against you. That is in those conditions. But not where you expect there to be woman, there it is your duty to keep your gazes down. And nafs is such a thing that one little glance and that photo is not only in your heart, it's embedded in your heart. You just look that little, but that whole fool, the whole face, the whole figure, the complexion, everything nafs steals so much. It keeps all that properly in it. لِهَذَا يَا دُعَا اِزَافَ كَرْ لِيجَيْنَ. So Hazrat says, make this dua also in your condition, کہ یہ خدا ہمارے نفس کے اچانک نظر کے بھی غیر شعوری مستلزدات مسروقہ کو معاف فرما دیجئے. That oh Allah, that our eyes that fall, which unintentionally, and just by mistake they fell, but that enjoyment the nafs takes. Nafs takes lot of enjoyment. Nafs wait, people must praise you. Nafs wait that you get, that your eyes fall on a woman that you see. Anything, with the excuse, I'm just watching news. But actually nafs want to see that woman that is reading the news, etc. All this nafs is a terrible thief, and it takes, so make dua to Allah. That if that is, if you are in that condition where you can't help it. But otherwise a person should avoid that also completely. In the next kitab, Kashkur al-Ma'rifat, we read about having a pure love for the Shaykh. That is Shaykh. That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Not for any worldly gain, to get name and fame, to benefit materially, etc. And women folk must be very careful also with the Shaykh. The limit of their love must not exceed what is, must not go in the wrong direction. And must not exceed what it's supposed to be. It must remain a pure love. The man also, and for woman also, it's very, very important that because you learn the love of Allah from your Shaykh, automatically you gain love of the Shaykh. But it must be a pure and clean love. It mustn't be anything else whatsoever. Further, halawat-e imani ki panch alamat. What are the signs that a person has got the sweetness of iman? Easy to claim, easy to think that I've got the love of Allah Ta'ala, but for لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ alamat, for everything there are clear signs, and we must see whether these things are within us. The first sign that we have got the love of Allah Ta'ala and the love of the Shaykh, which is a pure, clean love, what is the sign of it? Istilzaz. Istilzazu ta'at. ibadat mein lazzat milti hai. Now you start enjoying your ibadat. And let's see whether we have got that love of Allah Ta'ala, love of the Shaykh, enjoyment in keeping roza, making tilawat, reading namaz. Do we get that enjoyment? What is the level of that enjoyment? Or is it just a burden or etc.? That enjoyment, we all know what is enjoyment. You sit down for your biryani, we know that enjoyment. But you have to make your namaz, your tilawat. That is the first sign to see whether we have got that love of Allah. To think I got the love of Allah is easy. But in reality, whether we have got it. Second, اثارها على جميع الشهوات تمام خواہشات پر طاعت کو ترجیح دیتا ہے. That he gives preference to all his desires. All his desires, he gives preference to ibadat. That he's got all his desires within him. And we see, for example, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whole days his tablighi mehnat. When all used to go and sleep, he should go and make wudu and start with namaz. Hey, we will cut our isha also, cut corners and cut it short, and then we'll just want to quickly go to bed. Hey, we are on safar, so we will say that tahajjud is maaf, you get sawab without tahajjud. But these people who got this taste, they are adamant when they read their tahajjud even in safar. Even while they are on the train, which was a common transport practice of our buzurgs, they wouldn't miss the tahajjud there also. Though it is not compulsory, but this is when you have got that love, to which level, then this all things become enjoyable to a person. تحمل المشاق في مرضات الله. اپنے رب کو راضی کرنے میں ہر تکلیف کو برداشت کرتا ہے. To make Allah Ta'ala happy, he endures all difficulties and hardships. Keeps his rozas also, enjoys his rozas also. Not to look at strange woman, very hard you feel. But to make Allah happy, to control your anger, at that time you could blurt out and say what you want to. Or your little child, you could have hit him how? From this side to that side, but for Allah's pleasure you did not. This is when that love of Allah has come into a person, then all these things become very, very easy. تجرع المرارات في المصيبات. ہر مصیبت میں صبر اور رضا کا گھونٹ پی لینا. In every difficulty to drink the bitter gulp of sabr. Hey, many people, you tell them sabr, how much sabr must we make? Till when must we make sabr? To be able to drink that bitter, it's not easy. That it's not only bitter, it's a thorny gulp which you have to swallow of sabr. And you, what is that sabr? You don't speak anything against the commands of Allah. You don't in your heart have anything. What Allah, you decree, I accept it. I'm happy with it. Allah took away your most dearest one from you, and you accept it. You make sabr. This is the sign that you have got the love of Allah. If you haven't got, you'll have objection. Your car got stolen. You met up with an accident, illness. Allah protect us all. Give us afiyat and salamati. But at that time, the test comes. Whether you accept it, it is from Allah, or whether you carry on like a wild bull at that time, and you have got no control over yourself. الرضا بالقضاء في جميع الحالات. ہر حال میں اپنے مولا کی قضاء پر راضی رہتا ہے. And رضا بالقضاء, very not easy. It's a very late stage also, that whatever you have decreed for me, O Allah, I'm happy with it. You must your plane, you don't go start swearing the people. And you meant it that way, Ya Allah, I accept it. You are, whatever else happened to you, well, your connection you missed. Now you're getting crossed and you begin to swear in front of all your other program is upset. At that time to accept the will of Allah Ta'ala. In all things, Ramzan, you planned yourself, I'm going to make ibadat like this, I'm going to do this. Yes, somebody got ill. Whole month you are running hospital. You are sitting at the hospital. May Allah save us from all this. Now to accept that from Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give an example. Husband and wife, they grew and became old, children are all gone. Now we're going to make Allah's ibadat from tahajjud time till Ishraq, from Asr till Isha. Now one of them became paralyzed. Now no more all that ibadat. Now you have to make khidmat. You have to wash whoever it is, the husband or wife. You have to wash you have to make the istinja. You have to change the napkin now. Where you were thinking of putting on itare oud and rose atar and sit on the musalla and read tasbih. Now you are busy with all this. But this person who got this, he's Allah, you meant this, I accept this. And Hazrat says, all your tahajjud and all your dua sawab, you will get it in making that istinja. And making that khidmat, you will get all that high stages by Allah Ta'ala. But it is not for everyone. Those efforts have to be made. You have to cut your nafs down, annihilate your nafs, and accept the command of Allah Ta'ala. So these are the five signs. Further, Hazrat writes, وَعَذْ مَحَاسِنِ اسلام میں ہے کہ ہندو آریوں نے جب سارے مسلمانوں کو ہندو مذہب میں لانے کی تحریک چلائی تو وہ لوگ جو اللہ والوں سے تعلق رکھتے تھے ان کو سخت مایوس کرتے تھے. What is the result if you have this love of Allah? That when the Hindus, the Christians also in many places, in Africa also, they want to convert the Muslims into Christianity, into Christians. Hindus at one time, very big effort they made that all Muslims, we are going to make them Hindus. But they also admitted those who had taluk with Allah wala. That love of Allah Ta'ala, they say that we couldn't, didn't help us at all. They were very strong just because they had that bond, that ta'alluq, that love of Allah wala. In about the 90s, there was a very big convention of the Christians in Cape Town assessing all the efforts in Africa, whole of Africa, how much success they've got, what are the stumbling blocks for them, etc. In there also, their report, they said two things. We couldn't convert the non-Muslims into Christians. One was those who attended Maktab. We found that they built their iman so strong that we couldn't convert them. And the second, those who had taluk with Mashayikh. We couldn't convert them also. So these are very strong things to keep oneself on iman. Which Hazrat explains, چنانچہ کانپور میں ایک موقع پر کسی نے کہا کہ اتنے جھوٹے سر پر لگاؤں گا اگر تم نے اسلام کے خلاف کوئی بات کی. تم لوگ جانتے نہیں ہو کہ ہم مولانا گنگوئی رحمت اللہ علی کے مرید ہیں. One ordinary person, when they gave him the dawat of Hinduism, he said, I'll give you such a hiding. You will forget, you'll rue the day you were born. Don't you know we are murids of Maulana Gangoi? There is no question for us to become Christians. We are murids of Maulana Gangoi. That bond is such that a person becomes so strong on his iman. اور دہلی کے آریہ مرکز کے دفتر میں ریپورٹ آئی کہ ہمارا اثر ان لوگوں پر بالکل نہیں ہوا جو کسی اللہ والے سے تعلق رکھتے تھے. There also there was a report that those people who had taluk with Allah wala, the effect of that was that our propagation to try and convert them, it had no effect whatsoever. Yak zamana sahbat ba awliya behtar asad sala ta'at bi riya. This is the effect, that little 1 minute's company of ahlullah, it has this, that better than 100 years of nafil ibadat of ikhlas. اس لیے کہ ان کی صحبت سے ایسا یقین اور ایمان ہوتا ہے جو مرتے دم تک سلب نہیں ہوتا. Just by in their company, a person is blessed with such iman and Islam that till he dies, that iman Islam is not taken from him. حکیم الامت مجدد الملت حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے اس شعر کا یہی مطلب بیان کیا ہے کہ صحبت اہل اللہ سے قلب میں ایسی بات پیدا ہو جاتی ہے کہ جس سے خروج عن الاسلام کا احتمال نہیں رہتا. The very same meaning مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ explained of this words, that by keeping contact with Ahlullah, Allah wala, that you will never come out of the fold of Islam. Further, Hazrat writes, خواہ فسق و فجور ہو جائے مگر دائرہ اسلام سے خارج نہیں ہوتا. It's possible he gets involved in major sins, but he won't go out of the fold of Islam. This is the barakat of keeping company of Ahlullah. مربودیت تک نوبت نہیں پہنچتی لیکن the person doesn't become rejected, and that is wretched, and that is maut that doesn't come on iman. Just by the barakat of Ahlullah, your maut on iman is guaranteed. لیکن اس کے برعکس ہزاروں برس کی عبادت شیطان کو مرتود ہونے سے نہ روک سکی. But on the other hand, thousands of years of ibadat of shaitan, he didn't have the company of Ahlullah. His ibadat couldn't save him. So your ibadat won't be able to save you, your knowledge won't be able to save you. What will save you is the company of Ahlullah. So valuable it is. یہی معنی ہے اس شعر کے, یک زمانہ صحبت با اولیاء بہتر است سالہ طاعت بے ریا. کیونکہ ظاہر ہے کہ ایسی چیز جو مردودیت سے ہمیشہ کے لیے محفوظ کر دے, اٹس کوائٹ کلیئر اینڈ لاجیکل, دیٹ تھنگ وچ سیوز یو فرام بیکمنگ ریچڈ پرماننٹلی, دیٹ ان ادر ورڈز یور موت ول ڈیفینیٹلی کم آن ایمان, سچ اے تھنگ, وہ ہزار سال کی اس عبادت سے بڑھ کر ہے جس میں یہ اثر نہ ہو. اس مور سپیریئر دین دی تھاؤزینڈ ایئرس آف عبادت ان وچ دیر ازنٹ دس افیکٹ, دیٹ یو گاٹ نو گارنٹی دیٹ یور موت ول کم آن ایمان وٹ یور تھاؤزینڈ ایئرس آف عبادت. دیر فور وی شوڈن بی پراؤڈ آف آور عبادت, مجاہدہ ایٹسٹرا, بٹ دا کمپنی آف اہل اللہ, دا ٹرو سرونٹس آف اللہ از اے ویری ویری گریٹ نعمت. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this and let us realize the value of it, inshallah. The other benefit and moral that we learn of the story of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi mentioned of the king who joined those robbers to go and steal. If one more lesson that we learn, first معلوم ہوا کہ کوئی ہنر کام آنے والا نہیں ہے سوائے ایک ہنر کے, اور وہ یہ ہے کہ اس دنیا کی ظلمت قدا میں اللہ کو پہچاننے والی نظر پیدا کی جائے. That we also realize that all your other accomplishments, your degrees, your position, your investments, your business, your dunya, nothing is going to help you but that nazar of recognizing Allah. That how that person, that one crook recognized the king and they got saved from the gallows. Like that person who recognizes Allah Ta'ala in this world. جیسے کہ وہ شخص جس کی نگاہ سلطان شناس تھی کہ اپنے اسی ہنر کی وجہ سے کہرو انتقامی شاہی سے خود بھی بچ گیا اور دوسروں کے لیے بھی سفارش کی باقی ساری خاصیت اعلی سزا و عقوبت ہو گئی. That person who recognized the king. And the king said that if I just move my head and my beard moves, then I will save a person from the gallows also. So those who have recognized Allah Ta'ala, and then he saved himself and saved his friends also. صرف اس خوش حواس کی نگاہ سلطان شناس کام آئی جس نے رات میں سلطان کو پہچان لیا تھا. Only that person who recognized the king at night and recognized him in the day again, that person was the only one that benefited with that accomplishment of معرفت of Allah. بس نصیحت اس میں یہ ہے کہ دنیا بھی ظلمت کدا ہے, this world also like the night is a dark place. یہاں کے اندھیری میں جو بندہ اتباع شریعت الہی کی برکت سے یا ان دس دنیا, that person who follows the شریعت of Allah Ta'ala, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, اپنے اللہ کو پہچان لے گا, and he will recognize Allah. وہ قیامت کے دن خود بھی ناری جہنم کی عقوبت سے خلاصی پائے گا اور دوسرے مجرمین گنہگار اہل ایمان کے لیے بھی سفارش کرے گا. He himself will be also saved from the punishment on the day of Qiyamah and his intercession will help to save how many other Muslims also. لیکن اپنی اس معرفت و لطف حق پر مغرور نہ ہوگا. But he won't have pride on this recognition of his also. A person who has proper recognition of Allah, he won't go around boasting and advertising and boast about it. بلکہ خوف اور امید کے درمیان بس پد عز و نیاز ابدیت شفاعت کرے گا. But between fear and hope, he'll have that also. This is also a very important thing, that fear of Allah will still remain. The true ma'rifat of Allah will give a person the fear of Allah and hope in Allah's mercy also. So in between that, he will, this humility will be also in him, and he will also intercede. پھر حق تعالی جس کے لیے چاہیں گے اس کی سفارش قبول فرما کر اپنی شان رحمت کا ظہور فرمائیں گے. When Allah Ta'ala according his intercession, whom Allah wants to, he will accept his intercession for. And Allah will manifest His mercy and His kindness on those people. Or jis ke liye na chahenge, to azrahe adal, apni shan qahar wa intiqam, zahir farmayenge. And whom Allah doesn't want to accept His intercession, according to the justice of Allah, they did wrong, they will have to pay for it, for what wrong they had done. Bas bahut khush naseeb hai wo banda, jisne dunya mein rehkar nigah ma'rifat pe ada kar li. Very fortunate is that person who in the darkness of this dunya recognized the Allah Ta'ala, got the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, aur apne Allah ko pehchan diya. Aarifin jinke rooh hai apne mujahid aur riyazaton ke zariye aaj Allah ko pehchan rahi hai, those people who by the efforts and company of Ahlullah they gained the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, kal hashar ke din yahi aarifin Allah Ta'ala ko dekhenge. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, it is those people who will recognize Allah. And they will enjoy to see Allah Ta'ala. Aur najat payenge and they will get salvation. Aur inki sifarish gunegaron ke haq mein qabool ki jayegi. And their intercession will help to save the sinners from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Jis waqt kuffar wa mujrimeen ko unke hunaron ki badalat hamesha hamesha ke liye aag mein dakhil kiya ja raha hoga. At that time when all the non-believers, people of dunya, and who are boastful of all their accomplishments, their degrees, their positions, their big houses, their investments, their big businesses, for they, on account of that, will be going to the fire of Jahannam. At that time, these people will be saved. Us waqt ye faqa zada chehre, ye pehwan kapre wale, buriya nishin, jinka aaj mazak uraya jata hai. At that time, when these people who are high in this dunya, khafidatul rafi'a, is one of the names of the day of Qiyamah. People who are high in this dunya will be dropped right down. And people who are regarded as nothing, they will be raised right up. So those people who, their faces were yellow because they did not get food, they made sabr on that. Their clothes were patched. They sat on just sack, no big sofas or anything they sat. At that time people will recognize their position, that how high they will be. Apne Allah ko nigaah bhar kar dekh rahe honge, and they will be seeing their Allah on that day. Us waqt mujrimeen un par rush karenge. That is the time these sinners will envy them. Ke kaash dunia mein hum bhi unki unhi ki tarah rahe hote. If only we also left like them, we also gained the ma'rifat of Allah, practiced upon the laws of deen, aur unka hunar seekha hota, and we also gained this ma'rifat, yani nigah ma'rifat paida kar li hoti, that we also had acquired this great quality of the ma'rifat of Allah. So that is why we are here in this dunya, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, and in everything we must do that, and the easy way is to stay with the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا قوة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم يا من لا تراه العيون ولا تخالطه الظنون ولا يصفه الواصفون ولا تغير الحوادث ولا يخشى الدوائر ولا ألم مثاقيل الجبال ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أشرق عليه الليل وما أشرق عليه النهار وما توارى من سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعر ولا جبل ما في وعر اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على محمد كما تحب وترضى اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنك تعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا فاقبل معذرتنا وتعلم حاجاتنا فأتنا سؤالنا وتعلم ما في أنفسنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا غفار اغفر لنا يا تواب تب علينا يا رحمن ارحمنا
ارحمنا يا عفو اعف عنا يا رؤوف ارؤوف عنا اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرق ونقنا من الخطايا كما نقيت الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم يا من لا تضره الذنوب اللهم يا من لا تضره الذنوب ولا تنقصه المغفرة هب لنا ما لا ينقصك واغفر لنا ما لا يضرك إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنك عفو كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نستغفرك لما تبنا إليك منه ثم أدنا فيه ونستغفرك لما أعطيناك من أنفسنا ثم لم نوفي لك به ونستغفرك لكل خير أردنا به وجهك فخالتنا فيه ما ليس لك فخالتنا فيه ما ليس لك اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أحدك ووحدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل والجبن والهرم والمغرم والمعصم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من القسوة والغفلة والأيلة والذلة والمسكنة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفسوق والشقاق والنفاق والسمعة والرياء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من السمم والبطن والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام ودلع الدين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والبخل وغلبة الرجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن نفس لا تجبى ومن دعاء لا يستجاب لها اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من فتنة وشر مسيح الدجال اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأحواء والأدواء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجوع فإنه بئس الدجيء ونعوذ بك من الخيانة فإنها بئسة البطانة اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب من يحبك وعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة محتدين أو اجعلنا هداة محتدين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا يباشر قلوبنا ويقينا صادقا حتى نعلم أنه لا يصيبنا إلا ما كتبت لنا ورضا من المعيشة بما قسمت لنا ورضا من المعيشة بما قسمت لنا اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم اغفر وارحم وانصر واهدي واحفظ وكرم وعظم وأصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر مستعان من نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.